Katie Miller on Alex Marlowe podcast, greatest thing about Trump's second term is his cabinet actually likes working for him. By John Binder on September 4, 2025. Katie Miller, the wife of Stephen Miller and host of the Katie Miller podcast, says the greatest thing about President Donald Trump's second term is that his cabinet is working for him, not against him, this time around. I would say the greatest thing about President Trump's second term is that the cabinet actually likes working for him. They like working together, Miller told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on Wednesday episode of The Alex Marlowe Show. Oftentimes, at night, what I've seen in my own household is, the cabinet, truly do s, have America's best interests at heart and President Trump's back, where they will work to find solutions and actually push the agenda forward, Miller said. Miller previously worked at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, under former Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who was infamously forced out at the agency after she oversaw an increase in illegal immigration. Marlowe mentioned that Breitbart News at the time gave Nielsen a hard time, to which Miller said she deserved it. In the first term, Kirstjen Nielsen would get a call and she would either sit on it or not know what to do. Fumble the ball. Have so much anxiety about what others would say about her that when you're hated by both the left and the right, where are you to go? Miller said. Nielsen was also incredibly difficult to work for. I mean, just look who she raised underneath her, Miles Taylor, who has done nothing but monetize his hatred of President Trump, Miller continued. Olivia Troy, also, came from DHS. In the first Trump administration, Miller said there was both active resistance and passive resistance to the president's America First agenda. I think there are people who are scared to do big bold things for transformative change, Miller said. President Trump is a transformative president who has done nothing but put the interests of Americans first. And that means going against what is considered the norm. Nielsen was someone who got stifled by fear and stifled by the fear of doing something great. You saw within days of President Trump taking office in the second term. They said you don't need new laws, you just need new presidents, Miller explained. The same laws were on the books in the first term, we knew how to do it, just certain people didn't do it. One thing that is the same in the first term as the second term, Miller suggested, is the harassment that the president's cabinet and advisors face in Washington, D.C. We've recently had flyers put up with my husband's face and our real home address, which is a felony. But on the flip side, I'm not sad, I'm not upset by any of that, Miller said. To me, that is the cost of being able to create radical, lasting change that makes our country better for my children and your listeners' children for years to come. For her own podcast, Miller said she is hoping to reach a right-of-center female audience that she says has been neglected in the media sphere. It seems like, as you mentioned, everybody has a podcast. But what I found is working for a lot of men in political arena and outside. We saw in 2024, President Trump doing what they said the bro election, all reaching this predominant male audience, center-right, and there really wasn't this female voice, Miller said. The only choice you had was call her daddy and that doesn't align with my morals and my values, Miller said. She has had recent episodes on Here's Why I Don't Need a Man or Here's Why I'm Waiting to Have Kids. I've found in my life that my kids make my life better, richer, more full, and that my husband enhances my career, doesn't stifle it. Miller's podcast so far has included guests like Vice President J.D. Vance and Senator Katie Britt, as well as boxing icon Mike Tyson and Airbnb co-founder Joe Gebbia. I believe women's issues aren't just sex, and periods, and menopause, and all of that random female stuff that they want to push on you as a woman, Miller said. Like my brain can do more than just women's issues. My brain is what do we want to talk about as a society through the lens of a female. Because those conversations are just a little bit different. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.